Hey, you can sit by me.
All right. Everybody having a good day so far?
Yes.
Good. Good. All right. I'm going to tell you something. First of all, how old am I? Nala, how old am I? Come on, take a guess.
Maybe 32.
Y'all heard her. She said, did she say 32? Woo! I like that girl. She's on my good list. Huh? She okay, I'm 65. And I'm going to tell you one of the hardest things for me at 65, okay? And it has a little bit to do with you. I can't hear. I'm losing my hearing. I have hearing aids on this morning. And you know how we discovered it is probably 2 years ago, maybe longer, my wife said to me, she said, Bill, you don't hear the kids in the children's sermon when they answer you. And I said, and then I had to say, no. And so I went to the hearing aid doctor and they discovered that one of the things I have a problem doing is hearing women's voices. That ain't so bad. But really what is bad is I can't hear kids. And I mean, even with my hearing aids on this morning, the only reason I wear these things is for you guys. And still, there's going to be times when I'm going to get close and say, what did you say? And I need to go ahead and recheck. But it is very important to me when you speak or when my grandsons speak to me and I can't hear them. It just kills me. I want to know what's going on. Now, there's only one kind of hearing problem that is worse. It's when we don't hear God. You see, I wear hearing aids to try to hear you. But here's the thing that is even scary to me. And I'm going to talk about this to the adults this morning. The most important thing you can do as a person, as a Christian, is to hear God when He speaks to you. And people, He speaks all the time. We just don't hear Him. And you know, it's one thing for me not to be able to hear you or hear someone else. But when I miss what God wants to tell me, that's bad. And so this morning, I'm going to talk about what to do during a sermon. Because a sermon is when God tries to speak to our hearts. And not everybody listens. And yet when you listen, your life is so much better. Not that you don't have problems, but you have someone who goes with you through the problems. So hearing is important. And I want you guys to hear what God says. How does God speak to you today primarily? Do you know?
Through the Bible.
Michael, you are my answer man. You're right. The Bible. That's why in your Sunday school classes, we have good Bibles for you because we want you to read them. Okay? So, listen to God. Let's pray and ask Him to help us do that. Lord, I thank for these kids, and I pray that they would listen to You and hear what You want to teach them. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.